move on to the DA, Mohammed Yaish Qasim. Mohammed, again, like the ANC, the DA is no stranger to Lanesia. They have ruled in different wards in Lanesia. What tangible achievements can you speak to the audience today about that the DA has achieved when they were in Lanesia? And why should they give the DA another chance? What's different this time around?
Sure. Jazakallah, Mulana, for the question. In terms of what the DA has achieved within Lanesia, I think, you know, within certain campaigning and so forth, it's been known that we were, you know, in governance within 10 years, roughly about 10 years, which is not the truth. The reality is, within the specific ward, it actually amounts to about 7 years. We've had, you know, plus minus two councillors and so forth. However, within those times specifically, we've also got to look at the council and what was happening within the council and why things were, you know, very difficult for service deliveries and things to be happening. As much as the DA were advocating for the relevant resources and things to be placed, we've got to realize that with the council not being controlled within those given time frames, it made it very tough for the DA to engage and so forth. The difference now is, firstly, that the candidate
is... So you mean in 7 years you weren't able to overcome that obstacle?
No, I'm not saying that they weren't able to. It was something that they worked for. However, I can't speak for previous candidates. You know, I can speak to what the party did try to do, and that was... Firstly,
what
building,
did they achieve?
Building of infrastructure, improving of infrastructure, improving of various roads, and maintaining of parks within those years has been noted by the council in those spaces, right? If I can move on to the latter part of your question, which was the difference now, firstly, is the change of governance. That is something that we need to note. And secondly, that I am standing as the candidate. I'm a young person. I'm energetic. I have a vast amount of experience within community upliftment and development programs and so forth. And these are the things that we can work. Now that we have the space and the structure, we can definitely work this. Thank you.
Shukran.